Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. You know, on Monday, I've got President Donald J. Trump as a guest on the show, so it's only fitting that today I've got Mark Meadows right now. We usually do our interviews at the bottom of the hour, but he was available right now at the top of the hour, and we were thrilled to grab him. Mark Meadows, former chief of staff to President Donald J. Trump, former congressman from North Carolina, a wonderful conservative, one of my guys. Mark Meadows, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you and all your listeners. And I love any time that I can be the prelude for the greatest president in the history of our country, Donald J. Trump. It's a great night and a great time to be with you.
And I thought you were going to say, I love any time I could be on with Wayne Allen Root. I thought that was coming out.
Hey, that second, that goes without saying. I didn't even have to say that. That goes without saying, but it's great to be with you.
I know you have a new book out called The Chief's Chief. You were the chief of staff to President Trump, so you were the chief's chief. What kind of an honor was it to go from being a congressman to the chief of staff to a great president like President Donald J. Trump?
Well, it was the honor of a lifetime, and as you know, I get to still talk with the president on a regular basis. We talk maybe not daily, but very close to that, and certainly serving him and getting to see him in action was incredible. Here's the interesting thing, and we highlighted in the book, some of the very toughest decisions were the ones that he made, not only in spite of some of his advisors, but he was willing to go all in because it was the right thing for the American people. That's what I admire the most about him, is that he would make very tough decisions and would always do it without regard to the politics. And I think that's what the American people loved about him. That's what they're missing now that they've got Joe Biden. And they love being proud of America, and he made us proud not only to be American, but proud to talk about it. And, boy, I miss that.
Yeah, you know, I just, right before my show was to begin, I did an interview on TV with RT, which is basically Russia Today. It's Russian TV. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And they were asking me, the whole interview was about, what is this whole Let's Go Brandon thing about? I just think it's funny that, you know, when Trump was president, when Trump was president, they claimed he was an illegitimate president. But if I say that Biden's an illegitimate president, by the way, I said it 20 times in the RT interview, I said, this guy's an illegitimate president. Everybody knows it, and he's incompetent, and he's got dementia, and he's the worst president in America's history, and so people are just angry that he's ruining the country, and he doesn't have a right to ruin the country. That was my response. What do you say when you hear something like that? Am I on the right track?
Well, you are on the right track, and here's the interesting thing, is the very people that are making a big deal of questioning the election, and how dare you question the election, the big lie. Well, let me tell you what the big lie was. The big lie was the whole controversy for 4 years, where Adam Schiff and other people went on every Sunday talk show they could to say that President Trump wasn't legitimately elected when they knew better. I knew they knew better because I'd seen the evidence. They knew it. They knew that it was a plan that was put together by Hillary Clinton and her staff. And yet they continued to perpetrate that lie, and they dare question anybody who wants to say that the ballot box should be sacred and that fraud shouldn't have happened in 2020. And they question that. I can tell you, they have a whole lot of explaining to do, as Ricky Ricardo used to say.
Mark, I talk a lot, and we're talking to Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff to President Trump, and of course before that, a very conservative congressman from North Carolina. And of course, you know, I'm very conservative. I say that as only high praise, Mark. Just so you know. Listen, when
I
talk
about that way, I take it that way.
You should. I tie it with patriot. A very conservative person is a patriot who loves America. When I talk about rigged election in 2020, and I talk about it a lot, I'm not talking about Dominion machines or anything crazy that may or may not have happened. Maybe it didn't happen. I don't know what happened. I don't know if votes are switched. I don't know if machines. I don't talk about any of that. All I talk about is if you have millions of mail-in ballots during a pandemic and you have no voter ID, then anybody can make up any name. Anyone could submit 10 instead of one. And if you count them after the election for 7 days till you finally beat President Trump's number, that's the way, to me, the election was stolen. It was the most simple, old-fashioned steal ever. You know, that's the kind of fraud I believe went on. Is that what you feel, too, or do you see other things than that?
Listen, I see those kind of things, and when you look at all of those things, then you're right to hit it. When I talk about this in the book, when there was legitimate fraud, and when there was fraud, and there's all kinds of people saying, well, that's not true, it's the big lie. Well, most of these people who are saying it's not true haven't looked at the evidence. I mean, I've got ballots or copies of ballots sitting on my desk that literally are duplicate ballots where the same ballot was counted more twice and scanned through multiple times. And when people say they haven't seen it, that's because they haven't looked. The other part, and President Trump was all over this early on about all the mail-in ballots and the fact that you got people going by and harvesting those ballots. You had sucker boxes where you put these ballots in there. Listen, there was just so many places where fraud could have occurred. There were so many places where fraud did occur. And quite frankly, it still needs a full audit, not just in the states where President Trump was not elected the winner, but even in the states
everywhere,
where he was
everywhere
elected the winner.
Yes.
We need to make sure we have to have real accountability across the country.
Yeah, because what nobody talks about, Mark Meadows, is that if the election was in fact rigged and they stuffed the ballot box in a lot of these states, then it wasn't just Trump that was unelected or defeated, whatever word you want to use, ripped off. It was also a lot of Republican congressional candidates who landed in that same wash. There, you know, if this really happened, if there was a rigging, and I believe in every ounce of my body, I know it was rigged with mail-in ballots and no voter ID and no signature match and counting after the election day and ballot harvesting, all those things added up to massive fraud. Can you imagine how many more congressmen we should have elected that lost by very close margins or that were ahead on election night and then lost it 5 days later? That's just as deadly to us. Look at the two Georgia senators. Just as deadly as losing the presidency.
Yeah, just as bad, and I may say it didn't hurt as much personally when January 20th came around and President Trump said goodbye to me for the last time as his official act as the president. It was a hard day for me, a hard day for him, and yet, you know what he said? I put this in the book. He says, now go get him. And what he was talking about is we can't give up on America just because of what we saw happen and what we witnessed before our very eyes. But you're right. We've got senators. Actually, the Republicans would have control of the Senate with just a few votes per precinct in the state of Georgia. I mean, you're talking about less than 4 votes per precinct. And when you ask people, well, could 4 votes have been changed? Yes. 4 votes per precinct makes all the difference in the world in a very close election.
Well, I just saw a story yesterday, and this is not something that needs to be verified or anything. This happened. They have proof now that Fulton County, Georgia, which I believe is Atlanta, right? I'm not from Georgia, but Fulton County is Atlanta.
That's correct.
And Fulton County ordered 1 million mail-in ballots like 3 days before the election. They knew they were never going to mail them to anyone. The post office can't even get something to someone in a week in the same city. So when you order it from a printer 3 days before the election, 1 million mail-in ballots, what purpose could that possibly have? Why would you waste that money when you're never going to mail them out? They'd never get there in time. That, to me, is the actual sign of the massive fraud that went on. They were going to use those Mark Meadows to defeat Trump after Election Day. They were going to fill them out and hand them in, and that's probably exactly what they did.
Well, that's why we need audits. That's why we need signature verifications, and that's why when we go to look at all of these ballots, you need to make sure that the person casting the ballot is actually the one that is registered on the rolls. We know that there's a whole lot of irregularities, not just in one county in Georgia, but in a number of counties across the country, whether it's in Pennsylvania or Wisconsin, Arizona. These irregularities are the things that give voters a lack of confidence, and quite frankly, the things that we have to change going into 2022 and 2024. Everybody has to have confidence that there's only one ballot that's going to count, and that's the one that they cast, hopefully on Election Day.
Well, you listen, I'm confident about one thing. I believe that if you just had an honest election, we win a monstrous landslide in 2022 and win back the House and the Senate. Maybe we pick up 50, 60, 70 seats if we had an honest election. Trump gets elected in 2024. But, Mark, I have no confidence there's any honest elections. I really don't. And I know that all my viewers and all
my listeners. Well, you're not alone.
I know. They all feel that way. Hey, Mark, the music's on. We
got to
run.
Yeah, you're not alone. I mean, I travel all over the country. It's the number one question I get,
right.
Quite frankly, it's still the thing that bothers people the most, and we have got to make sure that we don't just give up on that, that we address it and make sure that we return the sacredness of the ballot box to the people.
Say all day long, voter ID, voter ID, voter ID. If you could ask me for a passport and an ID, a photo ID for the government, 50 times a day to walk into a restaurant in New York City, then why can't I ask you for an ID every 2 years to vote in a federal election? How bizarre is that? Mark Meadows, we got to run. His new book is out. It's called The Chief's Chief, former chief of staff to President Trump. Lots of inside stories. Got to get a copy. The Chief's Chief. Thank you, Mark.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
Remember what I just told you, Wayne Allyn Root, remember I just told you moments ago that that Illinois, all the deaths last week, 77.7% were vaccinated. Now Ireland has a massive new COVID outbreak despite 91% vaccination rate. You know, this is like... When was the last time you announced to the world, I just got my polio vaccine 2 weeks ago, and I've got polio. I just got my smallpox vaccine, and I've got smallpox. I just got a tetanus shot, and guess what? It gave me tetanus. Did you ever hear anyone say that? Would you take it if that was what other people said? This vaccine is not like other vaccines. There's something wrong. First of all, it's not a vaccine. It's never been a vaccine. It's a for emergency use only experimental gene therapy. But have you ever thought, gee, I'll go get a polio vaccine and I'll just get a mild case of polio? Everybody that's getting COVID now is vaccinated. This is a pandemic of the vaccinated.
What a crazy story. Crazy, crazy story. And there's more out there about election fraud. I want to dig into that during the rest of this show. The election fraud. The sheriff in Wisconsin announced all kinds of proof that the election was stolen in Wisconsin. Lots of things to tell you about. But the big thing I want to tell you about is I am moving stations. This show is moving to a new station. Tomorrow will be my last day here at 790 a.m. at KBET. And I'm moving to a new station. You can find out all the information at rootforamerica.com. And Monday, on that first day, I've got President Donald J. Trump as my guest. But I want to give a little tribute here to my old station. the one I'm at now, because Edward Stoltz is the owner of 790 KBET, and he is a great, great, great owner and has been so nice to me for six long years. First of all, he gave me my start in Vegas radio, which then became syndicated radio, but it started out as just a Vegas show. It started out as 1 hour, 1 hour at 6 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock at night, Vegas time, and then it became 2 hours, then it became 3 hours, then it became 3 hours of afternoon drive. He had the foresight to literally replace Mark Levin with Wayne Allyn Root, and then I became nationally syndicated. So he's a man of great taste, and he is such a patriot, Ed Stoltz. What a patriot this guy is. He was there believing in Trump at the very beginning. It's the reason that he literally made the decision to give Wayne Root a show. He said, I'm going to hire Wayne Root because I believe in Trump. I love Trump. I want my station to back Trump, and I want Wayne Root to be the middleman in all of this and the foundation of all this. That was how this all happened. Ed Stoltz is one of, you know, when you deal with all these Cumulus and Premier and all these nationally syndicated, iHeart, all the executives, they're not real conservatives. There's almost no real conservatives. They're out to make money. That's all they want to do. There's very few independent mavericks left in the radio business who own one or two or three stations. Ed Stoltz is one of those. And he has been like a father figure to me and an older brother figure to me and a great friend for six long years. And the only reason I'm leaving is a great deal came along. That's it. I mean, when you get a great, great, great deal offered to you, you just have no choice. We're in America. It's a capitalist system. And the deal is fantastic for me and my family and my bank account. But the reality is I could have stayed with Ed forever because I had such a wonderful situation here at KBET 790 AM, and I'm so sad to be leaving. I'm opening a new chapter, but I'm sad to be closing an old chapter. Edward Stoltz is one of the classiest acts in the history of radio, and I'll tell you even more tomorrow, some more stories, you know, battleground stories of me and Ed Stoltz, what a great guy he is. But, you know, all I could tell you is everything I am in the radio business started with Ed Stoltz. I owe him such a great debt of gratitude, and I just love the man, and I will always love him and always appreciate him, and he will always be family to me. And who knows, you know, in another year I may be in a different situation and we could be reunited again. You don't know where life leads you. I just know that Ed Stoltz is a true patriot and a great conservative and a great American. So thank you, Ed, for everything you did for me and for conservatism and for President Trump and for the Republican Party of Nevada and for the people of Nevada. What a great guy. What a great station, 790. You know, we have a great lineup, and I know none of that will ever change. Great station, and I hope you stay with Ed, and I hope you stay with Wayne Root at my new station. So all of that changes on Monday with my interview with President Trump on the new station. All that news is available, that breaking news, right now at RootForAmerica.com. I'll let you know exactly where I'm going, but it's 3 to 6 p.m., same time slot. In any case, 790 will always be, to me, home. And KBET will always be, to me, where I got my start in radio. And Edward Stoltz, to me, is always home. Home base. Ed Stoltz, love you, man. Love you like a brother. Thank you for all you've done. Great patriot. Wayne Allyn Root, website RootForAmerica.com. Email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can always get my podcast anywhere you download podcasts. It's War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root, and you can get my opinions on every single news story and issue out there at Getter, GETTR.com. It's just like Twitter, but for conservatives, at Wayne Root at Getter.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is promoting the framework deal on President Biden's social spending bill. The California Democrat opening a briefing and saying it represents President Biden's big vision for America. The $1.75 trillion measure would expand government while aggressively working to combat climate change. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the Democrats' Build Back Better framework was thrown together at the last minute.
When the White House rushes out a framework hours before the president comes to the Hill, you know they are desperate and just grasping for straws. This is no longer a Congress where the best ideas compete. They're now competing for a vote based upon when Air Force One lands in Rome.
The cost of the initial bill proposed was $3.75 trillion. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. It's kind of a tough week for a couple of reasons. A, this is my last half hour today and 3 hours tomorrow. It's the last 3.5 hours on remains exactly the same. But locally, I'm switching channels. And you just heard me pay tribute to a great, great man, Edward Stoltz, my boss, the owner of KBET, a great patriot, a wonderful person. And I'm really going to miss him. And it's hard to move because of him. Otherwise, it isn't. You all know it's the radio business and the TV business. People move around every day. You make someone a bigger offer and you give them more money, they move. But it's not like that with me and Ed. You know, we're like brother and older brother. You know, we're like brothers together. So it's very hard for me to make this decision. But what a great patriot. What a great man. But there's a second reason the week has been tough for me. And I mentioned this, I think, yesterday or maybe the day before and yesterday. Just my great friend Jared Weiss died on Sunday. And he's the guy that was on the local station with me. He was a sponsor. He advertised with us for many, many years. And he also shared a segment every week with me. Once a week we had a segment together. I think it was called Jared's Wisdom, if I remember correctly. Something like that. Or Jared's Wise Advice. I don't know, something to that effect, because he was a brilliant entrepreneur and businessman, younger than me. You know, I'm 60 and he was only 49. He died at the age of 49 on Sunday. So he was 11 years younger than me and just a super successful Vegas entrepreneur and businessman with restaurants and real estate companies and owned lots of properties and just really brilliant with money. Brilliant, Jarrett Weiss. So I literally asked him to come on the show with me once a week and do a segment where we talk about business. And he'd give his advice and his wisdom. And maybe it was Weiss's wisdom. Maybe that's what it was, because, of course, his last name, Weiss with a W and wisdom with a W. I think it might have been Weiss's wisdom. And we had a segment for a year, year and a half together. And we became such close friends. And since that time, Jared and I and our families would go out to dinner together, and I had a birthday party in July, and he came to my birthday party with his lovely wife, Laura, and I went to his house for Halloween and Christmas and met his kids, and we were great, great friends, and he died on Sunday. And I was and am so devastated, 49 years old, and it's such a terrible, ridiculous loss. You know, how do you replace a great father? How do you replace a great husband? How do you replace a great member of the community? Gave so much to charity, so much to charity. How do you replace a guy who just adopted two twins in the last year? Two baby twins. So he's still got babies. They must be a year old now. And dad is not there anymore now. Just what a class act. He leaves behind six children and a wonderful wife and a lot of shocked and disappointed and sad friends. To me, it's such a tragedy. You never replace great people like that. You know, once they're lost, they're just lost. You can't replace. There's not going to be ever another Jared Weiss. He's one of a kind. And so that's been a tough week for me because I've not lost a lot of friends in my life, thank God. I'm still young enough that everybody's alive. And I know that's going to change. As you get older, that changes. But you don't expect to lose a 49-year-old great friend with a sudden, unexpected death. Jared Weiss, rest in peace. Pray you're in heaven. Hope you're looking down right now. You're a good man. You are so, so missed. So, so missed. And my prayers and condolences to his wife, Laura, and his children, and his whole family. Just very sad situation and shocking to everyone. The sponsor of this segment of the show, because, again, my show is devoted to health. My show is devoted to people staying healthy. Sponsor is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, which is hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, and it reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. His new product is Z-Stack. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko developed Z-Stack, which gives you zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D3, and quercetin all in one capsule. And with just two capsules a day, It'll boost your immune system and maximize your immune function, just what we all need right now. It's a science-based formula. How do you like that? Science-based, using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Zinc is one of the most well-known immune support ingredients to date. As Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA, and all you have to do to get it, if you're driving right now, we've made it so easy for you. All you do is you remember my website, root4america.com. Just go to my website, root4america.com, and you just click on the big giant ad right near the top for Z-Stack, and you purchase your own bottle of Z-Stack right now. Great stuff. Everybody needs to boost their immune system. Thank you, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. RootForAmerica.com. And right at the top, you'll see the move to our new station on Monday. And right below it is the banner ad for Z-Stack. We wanted to make it really easy for you to find it. If you're driving in your car, you don't even have to remember a new address or a new phone number or anything like that. Root for America, Z-Stack. Thank you, Dr. Zelenko. So on the issue of voter fraud, there was a bombshell press conference today in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin sheriff showcased massive voter fraud in nursing homes that helped steal the 2020 election. Until this morning, only a handful of people were aware that Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmalling would be unveiling the results of an extensive investigation into Wisconsin voter fraud. The surprise press conference was quickly picked up by Right Side Broadcasting and others, and the bombs were dropped left and right. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is, I'll bet you there was no Associated Press there. I'll bet you there was no Reuters there. I'll bet you there was no ABC, NBC, CBS there. And I'll bet you there was no Fox News there. I know there was no CNN, MSNBC, PBS. So those are the stations that collectively most people listen to. That's the problem, or watch. They weren't there. Most people in America are not watching Right Side Broadcasting Network. Okay? But according to the Gateway Pundit, because, you know, we educate you here, you have to know the truth, even if it's not being played on ABC and NBC and CBS. Today during the press conference, the Racine County Sheriff's Office brought forth evidence that the Wisconsin Election Commission broke the law. The Wisconsin Election Commission took advantage of senior citizens in nursing homes who had their votes stolen. This was illegal behavior against Wisconsin state law. The Wisconsin Election Commission sent out instructions to nursing homes in all 72 counties on how to break the state law with their residents. There were nearly 200,000 more indefinitely confined voters who voted in 2020 than in 2016. And this fact alone should draw massive investigations at both the state and federal level. But, of course, William Barr, the attorney general, was part of the deep state in the D.C. swamp that installed Joe Biden and didn't want to ever discuss voter fraud. They knew about it. They were part of it. Just were fed an incessant series of propaganda and lies. And lies. Biden allegedly won Wisconsin by about 20,000 votes. In nursing homes alone, there are 10 times that many votes that are questionable at best. Sheriff Schmalling has submitted the results of his investigation to the Attorney General. The way it's laid out during the press conference, one would think there's a slam dunk prepared to happen. But, of course, it's 2021, and there's nothing but propaganda and conspiracy out there. The courts and the attorney generals and the prosecutors and the politicians and the media, they're all in on it. So you just don't know what's going to happen. But it's good to know that there are people on the case looking at voter fraud. And it's great to know and enlightening to know that 200,000 votes are in question in the state won by Biden by 20,000 votes. Oh, no, there was no voter fraud. No problem at all. Look away. Nothing there. And then President Trump wrote to the Wall Street Journal about the stolen election in Pennsylvania and pointed out the obvious. He wrote a letter to Wall Street Journal explaining why the paper is wrong when they tried to legitimize the election in Pennsylvania by saying there weren't enough illegitimate votes to swing the election in Trump's favor. This is the Wall Street Journal. Of course it is. The Wall Street Journal used to be my favorite newspaper and my favorite op-ed, you know, opinion section in America, editorial section in all of America. And now I hate them. And the reason why is they went from being pro-Republican, but they were always rhino-Republican, and pro-corporate America, but they couldn't care less about small businessmen and women or the average middle-class person. They don't care. They only care about big corporations. So they're with the deep state. They're with the D.C. swamp. So let's talk about what Trump wrote. Trump put in your editorial, meaning the Wall Street Journal editorial, this is what he writes to the newspaper, in your editorial, the election for Pennsylvania's high court on October 25th, you state the fact that a court wrongly said mail-in ballots could be counted after Election Day. This didn't matter, you added, because Mr. Biden won the state by 80,555 votes. But the country is lucky the election wasn't closer. If the election had hung on a few thousand Pennsylvanians, the next president might have been picked by the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump says, well, actually, the election was rigged, which you unfortunately still haven't figured out. Here are just a few examples of how determinative the voter fraud in Pennsylvania was. 71,893 mail-in ballots were returned after November 3rd, Election Day, at 8 p.m. None of them should have been counted, according to the U.S. Constitution. 10,000 mail-in votes from people who do not exist on the voter rolls at all. 20,000 excess voters not yet counted by the Pennsylvania Department of State. Hundreds of thousands of votes unlawfully counted in secret while GOP poll watchers were thrown out of the room. And 39,000 people voted who registered after the October 19th deadline. Trump was up on election night by almost 800,000 votes, and they stole the election.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
America's founders knew power. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root again. People pop in and pop out of radio shows, so I want to make sure you know that tomorrow will be my last day on this station in Las Vegas. My show is nationally syndicated, but it emanates from Vegas. Our flagship station has always been 790 AM, KBET in Las Vegas. The great Edward Stolz presiding. And I'm making a change and moving over to a new station on Monday. And to kind of celebrate that move, I've got President Donald J. Trump as my guest. Monday, again, 3 to 6, moving to a new station. And to find out the call letters and the station position and all that, just go to rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com, and you will see right at the top all the information on my move. And also want to say what a wonderful 6 years it's been again at KPET. Great people. Ed, Debbie, his personal assistant, and Ed, who is the owner and the CEO of KBET, great people, and it's been a wonderful 6 years, and I owe my start in radio to Ed, and it's been a great time. So I don't look back with one single negative, not one. It's been fabulous. Just got a great offer, and it was time to move on based on a better deal for me and my family. That's it. It's the only reason. And radio people leave all the time. Very rare anyone stays 6 years. I could have stayed for 20 because I love Ed. But sometimes you just got to move on. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Projects, and their website, their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. It's rare that I talk about charities, but vetsandhorses.com is my kind of charity. They are veterans, as in military veterans, and ranchers. They know about vets, and they know about horses. And the Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. And they take care of veterans. They guide them, they support them, they assist them through a maze of post-military paperwork. They are a wonderful group of people. So whether it's to volunteer for yourself or to partner or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys, the Liberty Projects, at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So let me try and run through a few news items I never got to in this show that are pretty darn important. The U.S. Navy's plan to issue blanket denials of religious exemption requests for COVID jams has been exposed. Just another example of the evil people running our country, the evil people now running our military. They've just infiltrated every important leadership position. You know how much I love the military and the people of the military, not the leaders. Under Trump, there were some great people there. Under Biden, he's moved in the same type of people Obama had, people that don't love the military, people who don't have the military's best interests in mind, people who hate soldiers who are white middle class, hate them. Talk about hate speech. They hate white middle class people. They call them extremists or white extremists, radicals that have to be rooted out of the military. Why? Because they're white. Because they're white and Republican. I mean, you meet a military guy. I mean, I actually rarely ever meet a military gal. I know they're out there, but I have a lot of military male friends. They're all Republicans. Everyone in the military is a Republican. They love guns. They handle guns. They love hunting. They love fishing. They love their country. They're willing to die for their country. They're patriots. They're automatically Republicans. But the leaders are all Democrats, just like the police. Drive around Vegas, every cop you meet is a Republican. But the leaders, I'll bet you take the top 20 guys who run the Las Vegas Metro, I'll bet you find half and half Democrats, Republicans, or maybe even 60, 70% Democrats. For some reason, the people in charge of all of these organizations, you know, all of these bureaucratic organizations are all big liberal Democrats, whereas the foot soldiers are all Republicans. You know, 90% of all cops are Republican conservative law and order types, but their leaders are not. And the same thing when it comes to the military. So when you hear stories like this, you know what's wrong with America. The military focus now is not on defending America or killing bad guys, protecting Americans. It's transgender issues, it's climate change, and it's abandoning Americans in Afghanistan. That's what the military is about now. They've even mentioned vaccine mandates. And so now we find out independent journalist Liz Wheeler dropped the bombshell last night after obtaining documents showing the United States Navy has plans to deny all sailors who do not want the jabs, the vaccine, based on sincerely felt religious objections. This goes against all established protocols and subverts the rights of those who have legitimate concerns about the vaccine and the privacy issues and their freedom issues and my body, my choice. Right? It's incredible. So she says, I've obtained documents exposing the U.S. Navy's plan to issue blanket denial of religious exemptions to the COVID vaccine mandate in violation of Navy policy. They're firing people who have served for 30 years, 15 years, 20 years in the Navy. It's disgraceful. It's disgusting. And they're doing that to cops. They're doing it to firemen. These are all communist scumbags. How else would you describe these people? The people with all the medals on their chest? They're not fighting the battles. They're sending you out to die on the hill. But while they're not fighting the battle and sending you out to die, they're telling you to take the jab against your will. And they're not willing to allow you to have any sort of an exemption or exception. These are just bad people, man. Bad people. Evil. Pure evil. If you let evil stand, then you're a fool or you're evil too. Time to fight back. I'm Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. See you tomorrow.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.